We are on Daf Lamed Aleph. Let us just learn the Tosfos on the sugya. Ze Neitel Chatzi Achai BeChatzi Hameis. This is the memory of Rabbi Yehuda. So BeEmeson, the Tosfos of Teres Chaim says this. We have a whole sugya. The Havamina of the Gemara was to take Divrei Rabbi Yehuda literally, and it means you divide the chai and divide the mace. But then, through numerous kashas, we figured out this cannot be at all cases, and it cannot be at all times, and it'll come out if you learn this way, that a tam can pay more than chatzi nezek. So because of all these kashas, the Gemara and the Maskolna came to Anup Shat and Rabbi Yehuda. So Tan Shoyel Aben, wonderful. So we learned the Gemara, we know Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, but what is Pshat and the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda? The Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is terribly misleading. So Tosfos says, Hai Lishne Lav Davke. First of all, don't learn Zen Neutel Chatzi Achai V'Chatzi Ameis. The Lashon is Lav Davke. So Dachsimer Tosfos is explaining first the first half of the Lashon and then the second half of the Lashon. The first half of the Lashon, Zen Neitel Chatzi Hachai, means Shemekabel Olof, the Mazik has to be Mekabel on himself, Chatzi HaPchas, half of the Pchas, Shenifchesa Asher, that means the pchas, the half of the pchas mise, and he pays it from his chai. And that emissary was the lotion of the Gemara, pchas nevele, the pchas shepichsosoi miso machtsin bechai. So the pchas shepchisosai misa means the pchas, how much it was worth when it was alive, and how much it's worth when it died. That's pchas shepchisosai misa. Machzin, you pay half of that pchas, bechai, from the shoyin hachai. That is pshat. So memele, that is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. That what he says. The neutel chatzi hachai means shemekabel olo. The mazik is mekabel on himself. Chatzi hapchas. Hachai means bechai. That means he pays it with the chai, with the sheh chai. That's the first thing. And that what it says, the neutel chatzi hameis means the nevela that was nishtabach. He takes chatzi of the shvach of the nevela. For he must come to shokil b'shvacha of the nevela. So that is how we fit in Rabbi Yehuda Shita into the words he said. But the Bekitzer Tosfos is saying, don't take him literally. The Rameya Sova chas nevela denizik. Now, Tosfos understood as follows. This is how the Pnei Yeshua says Pshat and Tosfos. The Gemara wanted to say, what is the machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda? So the Gemara wanted to say that the Pchas Nevele, does it belong to the Nizik or the Mazik? Rabbi Yehuda holds that they split it. They split it. Chas Nevela is split between the Nizik and the Mazik. So that's very good. And the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, Zen Neutel Chatzi HaChai VeChatzi HaMeis. And Rameya holds that the Nizik suffers the Chas of the Nevela. Now, Tosfos understood where did the Gemara see this in Rameya. What did Rameya say? Rameya just said that the Mazik pays the pchas she prisosai misa. Who's talking about the nevela? So Tosfos understood that pshat. Pchas she prisosai misa you pay. That means how much it was worth when it was alive and how much it's worth when it died. But the later pchas, if the nevela becomes nivchas later, that means that you don't pay. You only pay pchas she prisosai misa. That when alive was worth $1,000, when it's 200 zuz, when it's dead it's worth 50 zuz. So you have to pay machze from the pchas she prisosai misa. You pay half of 150, which is 75. But he's saying there, but not more than that. That's how Tosfos understood. So it comes out, Rabbi Yehuda has a drash to tell us that the mazik pays for the pchas nevela, also, and that's a hilas pshat and posik v'chatzi hameis means half of the nevela, and Rameya has a drash that you don't pay for pchas nevela because it says pchas she pchiso soy misa. That's how Tosfos understood. So like Tosfos and Shuldik, you don't need a posik to tell me that you don't take pchas nevela. Avol gav de perikam and nafkalon maves yi eloi the pchas nevela denizik. So bishloim Rabbi Yehuda, there's a new posik by Tam. They split the pchas nevela. That was the havamin of the Gemara. But if Rameh doesn't have a posik, so automatically I know that he doesn't take the pchas nevela. So where do you see the Rameyas of a Pchas Nevela and Nizik? So Tosfos doesn't have me to learn. He needs a drash for this. Pchas Chisosa Misa V'loi Pchas Nevela. Like Tosfos Avol Gav the Perkam and Aftam Ameis Yeloi Mikol Mokim. So Tosfos 100%. That what he holds. That Pchas Nevela is entirely the Nizik's parsha, the Nizik's problem, that he learns Ameis Yeloi. But this posik that says Pchas she prisosoi misa, this is coming to tell us chidushim. Mikom okem haikro dohochi yitzterich. You need this posik. Lashminan doi mishalem ela chatzi nezik. Forget, this is telling us you only pay chatzi nezik. Di mi v'chot, if you would learn the posik kipshutoi, di mi v'chot so es kaspa, you learn the posik kipshutoi, have a minish upo'amim yoysel, upo'amim pochis, kidemuchach besomuch, the pochim came, matzinu tam l'rabi yudu de mishalem yoysel mechatzi nezik, u mishani isla rabi yudu pchashem chisos amisa maxim. Forget all those kashes that we asked on Rabbi Yehuda, that it comes out that Chatzi Nezik is flexible, so that's why Rabbi Meir needs this drash to tell us that Chatzi Nezik is, you always pay Chatzi Nezik. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yehuda also holds this drash. Mishani Isla Rabbi Yehuda Prasha Prisosai Mise. So this posik v'gamas ameis yechzum, you need legufoi, not to be medaik, you don't pay the pchas nevel. Not enough from ameis yeloi. But this posik stabilizes tashlumei chatzi nezik, that you always pay chatzi nezik, not more, not less. So memela, that's what this posik is for. Motzinu tam chomor mimut. So the Gemara had wanted to say that, the Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though a muet chas nevela dinizik, by a tam, the mazik is mishtatif in half of the chas nevela. So the Gemara says, ooh, so that, then you're saying a terrible chiddush. So it comes out that a tam is more chomer than mu'ud. The Gemara's going to bring a raya that a tam can't be more chomer than mu'ud. Fractaisis amur de kecharifa shekasha ve'im toima. For Rabbi Yehuda islay, Rabbi Yehuda personally holds tzat tamus bin kaima oimedes. So that means all a mu'ud is half of the mu'ud has dinei tamus. And the other half is a muet. So it comes out, if a tam pays pchas nevela, the mazik is mishtatev and pchas nevela,
So by a mu'ud, the masik will also be mistata from pchas neve. Whatever is by a tam is by a mu'ud. A mu'ud is that the other half he pays nezek sholem. A mu'ud doesn't pay pchas neve, so the mu'ud, so on the other half he won't pay pchas neve. But al kaponim, it can never be that a tam is more chomer than a mu'ud, because every mu'ud is a tam plus. So it can be a tam is more chomer than a mu'ud. That face was kasha. V'yeshloima b'hochi perushay. This is what the Gemara means. Not matzinu tam chomo mimud. The matzinu tzad tamus chomo mitzad mu'odis. That's John the Gemara's kasha. That the tzad tamus should be more chomo than the tzad mu'odis. U'maisi mi'braisu d'sher sheva mone matzad mu'odis tochome mishalom alamashizik tzad tamus akaloi koshke. So the Gemara means to say that the tzad tamus alone cannot be more chomo than the tzad mu'odis. But ain't a chanami, there's no such thing that a tam is more chomer than a mu'ud, because a mu'ud is a tam plus. Vatoira omra umochoi. Now, just let's refresh our memory. This is a very difficult Tosfos, and Tosfos is a terrible problem. Let's just refresh our memory. The Gemara had a cheshbin. If a shoyer that was worth 50 zuz was negeach a shoyer that was worth 40 zuz, and the nevela is worth 20 zuz, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you divide the chai, it'll come out 25 zuz, and you'll divide the mace, it'll come out 10 zuz, so 10 plus 25 is 35 zuz, so it'll come out the nizik will get 35 zuz. So that means that he's getting paid for the hezek 15 zuz. The hezek was 20 zuz, and he's getting paid 35 zuz. So he's getting paid 15 zuz for the hezek. And so it comes out, if that's the cheshbon, so a tam is paying more than chatzin nezek. That was the Gemara's kasha. Comes out of Merdek Kiddush, a tam pays more than chatzin nezek. And the Gemara wants to prove it, and who says that a tam has to pay only chatzin nezek? It says, "Umochu es asher achai v'chotzu es kaspo." That's the Gemara. So now let's just understand the Gemara is pilei ploim. The Gemara, the Val learned pshat. We're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. "Umochu es asher achai v'chotzu es kaspo" means you divide the chai in half. "V'gam es hameis yechtzun" you divide the mace in half, the nevela in half. That's the taich of the pasuk. And the Gemara says, if that's the taich of the pasuk, so asher sheshove chamishin, that was negeach, asher sheshove avoyim, v'hanezik, and then the nevela is worth 20, with this pasuk, come out, you pay 15 zuz, that's more than chatzi nezik, or come out, you pay 15 zuz. And why can't it be? Because it says, mochas asher achai. Look, that's pshat and pasuk. The Gemara is going, this is pshat and pasuk. The Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is pshat and pasuk, and it'll come out, you'll pay more than chatzi nezik, it will shake heads definitely. That's pshat and pasuk. No, it says the mochos asher achai. So there's a merdik apart. We're just saying mochos asher achai, then you can't pay more than chatzi nezik. That's Tosfos kash, and the kash is a pella also. And because of this kash, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz wants to be moichik this whole line. The most bringing a posik, which is mamish no shaykhis, to prove what the Gemara wants to prove. But Taisis did have the Gemara. So look what Taisis says. Va'atayra amro macho. So Taisis says, now, lav mishum delishtamei pashte dikro chatzi nezik. Not the Gemara means to prove to you that the posik means you pay only chatzi nezik. The posik means something else. Dikro loy mash meklau. So the pasuk, you have no proof from the pasuk. Ela yesh loima. What does the Gemara mean? The achikam. Ba'atayra omra umachu. Which we don't know yet, Pshat. Ba'al kol chachab yudu loim meforish likrod lishtalem kol shoyoyse mechatzi. Doshamina leila rabi yudu dis lechatzi nezit lakama pek shesh and logach dalut vehei. Om alem l'shabos is mishalem nezek shalom imeyachil mishalem chatzi nezek. So first let's say what Taisvis is saying, and then we'll see the shekelecha shverkeit in Taisvis. Taisvis says, Bekitza, why does Pshat the Gemara's kasha, this Gemara and Perik Dalet Vehei, that speaking about such a case, you have a shoyer, that shabosim, it goes wild. It sees Eden with Streimlich and Bekitches, who, what, it goes wild. So on Shabbos, it's a samud. Whoever it sees, it goes wild. The middle of the week, they take off the shtreimel and bekesh, and they look like normal people. So Tom, doesn't, it's not mazik during the week. But Shabbos, it goes wild. So Rabbi Yehuda said, so you know what the din is? So I'll tell you, this shirk has a pattern. On Shabbos, you'll pay nezik sholem if it's mazik someone, because it's a samud l'shabbos. And during the week, you'll pay chatzi nezik. That's a memory of Rabbi Yehuda in the fourth peg. Fine. That's a very simple memory. So Ktoisvis, ooh, but we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tam pays Chatzi Nezek. Ooh, that's interesting. Rabbi Yehuda of all people. Here the Gemara wanted to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you pay sometimes more than Chatzi Nezek. And there Rabbi Yehuda says, Becher, you pay Chatzi Nezek. Ooh, from here we see Rabbi Yehuda holds you pay Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara is the Chapela Otzom. The only way the Gemara could prove that Rabbi Yehuda personally holds your pei chatzi nezik is because there's a member of Rabbi Yehuda in Perek Dalet Vehei, Bechel your pei chatzi nezik. So the Gemara should have said, how could you say according to Rabbi Yehuda you pay more than chatzi nezik? Rabbi Yehuda said in Perek Dalet Vehei you pei chatzi nezik. Then we would understand the kashas. Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Hatam pays chatzi nezik. But the Gemara Bechlal doesn't bring down the Gemara Dalet Vehei. The Gemara brings the Pasuk. The Pasuk Taisvis says is irrelevant. The Pasuk doesn't tell us anything. So it's very, very difficult to understand that Taisvis Lemshat and the Gemara. The Gemara is mentioning a Pasuk which is not negated to what we want to prove. And the whole proof is based on the Bekiyas of Taisvis of a Gemara in Perik Dalet Vehei, which the Gemara conveniently didn't mention. It's mamish, it's a miradike doichik by Taisus Lamshat and the Gemara. Let us start the next Mishnah. Yesh chayiv al maise shoyroi upotar al maise atzmai. Now the Gemara is going to say there are some cases that if the shoyr is mazik, he's chayiv. If he himself did what the shoyr did, he's potar. Potter al maisei shayrei, v'chayv al maisei atzmai. Sometimes it works in reverse. If the shayr did something, he's potter. If he did it, he's chayv. Ketzah. Now we're going to start explaining the cases. We're going to start from the second half of the Mishnah. Shayrei shebiyesh, the shayr was mevayesh, potter. It's potter. A shayr is potter and boishes. Ish b'misei v'loy shayr b'misei. For who should be a shayit? He was mevayish. He's chayv to pay boishes. Shayroi shesimo es ein avdoi vehipil eshinoi. A shayr went in and was blinded the eye of the eviknani of the other. He threw out a tooth. So now the owner of the Eviknani has no responsibilities to his Eviknani. You're my Eviknani, yeah. Whatever happens to you, I remember who you to pay you for the Zekis that my share made to you. You're my Eviknani, Gufoy Koni. V'hu shesimo esein avdei v'hipel eshinoi chay. But if the Odin himself would blind the eye of the Eviknani and throw out a tooth, then there'll be a double chiyuv we had. He'll go out lecheiris with the ayin. He has to pay him for the shame. So memele. So that's the difference. I would just like to mention once again. We had mentioned this in the beginning of the mesechta. I once asked Akasha. Here it's telling us a difference between the baal and the shoyer. The baal is. The Baal is Hippel Shein Avdoi, so he goes out Lecheiris. The Shoyer is Hippel Shein Avdoi, he doesn't go out Lecheiris. So yes, it's not a difference between a Baal and a Shoyer. The Eved doesn't belong to the Shoyer, so that is why the Shoyer Hippel Shein Avdoi, he doesn't go out, because it's not his Eved. I could. If Beryl will be my pushing out, they also won't have to pay. My shame is not worse than Beryl. So he said, the Teretz is, because whatever, I'm responsible for what my Sheil does. So when my Sheil was Mapo Shem Avdai, it's considered, the Apollos Hashem came through me, because I wasn't watching the Sheil. So both are through me. But that's what the Mishnah is telling us. If it's a direct action from me, then he's Yotze Lecheres. If it's an indirect action for me, it's just Posha Bishmirosoi, that will not bring about a Yotze Lecheres. Further, Shoyroi Shechaval Ba'oviv Ube'imoi Chayiv. A Shoyroi Shechaval Ba'oviv Ube'imoi, so the Baal Asher has to pay Oviv Ube'imoi. His Shoyroi was Mazik them. Vuhu shechavu bava v'imai pata. If he was chavu bava v'imai, he's pata. Why is he pata? Because he came later the rabbinai. Since chavu bava v'imai is chayiv misis, he said he came later the rabbinai. Shoyrei shehidlik es hagodish b'shabes chayiv. Vuhu shehidlik es hagodish b'shabes pata. Bimnei shehu mischayiv b'nafshay. Same thing. That the Sheir was Madlik HaGodesh B'Shabbos, so the Baal HaSheir is Chayiv, because the Sheir was Mazik. And if he does the same thing to the Godesh Shachaber, he's Potter, that's Kimlei B'Drab Menei. Zot Rashi, Sheirei Shebi'esh Potter, Kedekaimel on Ish Ba'Misoi, V'loi Sheir Ba'Misoi. Sheirei Shehidlik Es HaGodesh B'Shabbos Chayiv, Chatzi Nezek to Mishunel. Now we're going to bring down a Gemara, which is in Yisrael, the Gemara in Shabbos. Then we're going to ask on this Gemara from our Mishnah, but let's first get involved a little bit in what the Gemara is saying. Tony Rabbi Abo Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Abo said over a Baraisa to Rabbi Yochanan, he told them over a Baraisa. And the Baraisa said, Moiradike Chidush. The Baraisa said as follows. In Melech Shabbos, Kol HaMekalkalin Ptulim. When a person does a Melocha in Shabbos, and the Melocha is not constructive, it's destructive, he didn't create anything, he destroyed something, it's Potter. So there's no Chiyuv of Melech Shabbos if it's a Mekalkal. If he's not constructing anything, he's only destructive. Chutz mi'chayvel u'mavil. There are two from the Lametes Meloches, Meleches Chayvel, Meleches Mavil, and they're exclusions to the rule, and even though you're an emissary mekalkel, you're chayv. That's what he told over Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, so he did not like this paraisa at all. Rabbi Yochanan vehemently disagreed with him. And he told, Poik Toni Libra, this paraisa take out of the base medrash. It doesn't belong in the base medrash. Such things should not be said in base medrash. This is false. There's no such thing. There's no such thing that a mekalkel should be chayiv in Shabbos. Don't tell me this malachi, yes. There's no such thing. Fine. Ve'im timtza loimar mishneh. And if you'll tell me, you'll find a mishneh, that there's a mishneh that says, chayvul, is chayiv on Shabbos, that mavir is chayiv on Shabbos, I'll tell you, I'm making a kimte. The Mishnah is speaking about chayvul b'tzorich lekalboy. It's speaking about like this, you're a little short-sighted. That means he's beating up somebody, and blood is gushing out, you think he's a mekalkel. No, his kelev needs blood. The veterinarian said that his blood count is low, so his kelev needs blood. So Mamela, so what don't you do for your kelev? So he's beating up that person to get blood. To get blood for the kelev. He's not a mekalkel, he's a misakinate soul cowboy. That's called he's accomplishing something. If you burn down something, so you're saying this is a destructive Pule, no, it's not destructive. I need the ashes. So memela. So this is a tikkun. I need ashes. How do you get ashes? You burn the item and you get ashes. So memela. If you'll ever find a mishnah that chayvul and maver are chayiv and Shabbos, I'll tell you it's talking about such a case where there's a tikkun for the kelev, a tikkun for the eifer. Okay.
Now, before we get into the sugya, let's just see Rashi and Taisvis to explain the machloikis of Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yochanan. Zot Rashi, kol mekalkulim pturim le'inyin Shabbos. Gabi melech Shabbos mekalkul spoto. Chutz michoivu lamavar, kede meforish taima b'mesech Shabbos. Now, the reason of this tane b'mesech Shabbos per ka'irik, b'deitzerich kro le'mishri mile. The Torah says, "Bayoyim Hashabbos, Bayoyim Hashabbos, Bayoyim Afilu." No, I'm sorry. Bayoyim Hashvi, Bayoyim Hashvi, Yimol B'sar Alos. Bayoyim Hashvi, Afilu B'Shabbos. So I have a special pasuk to tell us that a person is allowed to make a bris. Bayoyim Hashmini, Yimol B'sar Alos. Bayoyim Afilu B'Shabbos. They have a special pasuk to tell us you're allowed to make a bris on Shabbos. So Tansha Yilaben, why shouldn't you be allowed to make a bris on Shabbos? What is he doing? He's only Chayvul Dam. He makes a chituch and Dam comes out. So he's a makalkul. The Rach Animal is screaming. You're taking some blood out of him. Yeah, Ms. Makalkul. And the Torah says, no, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So he's not allowed to do it on Shabbos. There's no malacha whatsoever. It's a raya from the Torah. Chayvul is chayev afilu. You're a makalkul. So therefore, so then I would think you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So the Pasuk tells us, b'yayim hashmini b'yayim afilu b'Shabbos. Mechlau d'sha chayvul chayev. That's one makalkul. The Gemara learns out from a posik. Now, let us just say for 1 minute, what's the case of Sreifas Baskoyim? When they burnt a Baskoyim Shazinso, and they should see Shazinso, so they didn't burn her by the stake. They went and took lead, and they made a fire, and they made the lead into a liquid, and then they opened up her mouth, and covered, and then she swallowed it and she died. That's Misas Sreifa. So the Gemara learns out from a posik, Loisavaru Eish, Bechol Moish Veisechem B'yoyim HaShabbos, Bechol Moish Veisechem is going on Bezdin, the Gemara has a Psalimut. So Afilu Misas Bezdin, you're not allowed to make a fire to melt the lead to kill the Isha. So, the mekalkul who there is also mekalkul the lechayim mekalkul the etzim bechlal the mekalkul b'avor echayev then aserev kli the mekalkul who so memele so there's a mekayer from sreifas baskayim that the Torah asur is a mekalkul the etzim. There's a mekayer that the Torah was matter mila b'shabbos. Mila is also a mekalkul. So we see these two malachis are chayiv even though they're mekalkul. That is what Rabbi Bo said b'shem de Baraisa. Rabbi Yochanan said eino mishna the inu namiptir. There's no such Baraisa. There's no such thing that a mekalkul in any of the Lamates Malachi should be chayiv. And if you'll show me some place that a chayvul is chayiv in Shabbos, a maver is chayiv in Shabbos, betzorich lekalkul, bava mekalkul, almenas lusakin. Oh, that's not a kilkul. That's called, this is constructive. My dog, his blood count is low, so I'm doing this to save my dog. Fine. So mamela. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Fakt Rashi Akashe, Bahod the Sanya, Narashi is asking Akash and Rabbi Yochanan. Bahod the Sanya, Nitzra Hadam, Afal Pi Shelo Yotso. Rashi has a Baraise, by the Shmoine Shrotzen, someone was Chayvul the Sheretz, and the blood, because of the bruise, it comes to the top and it accumulates there the blood. It doesn't go out. The skin is holding it back. Nitzra hadam. It says Shechayev. It says Shechayev. Nu, Rabbi Yochanan. The Lechayev, the Chayev is als Chayvul. The Chayev is als Chayvul. Here you don't have a dog. The dog has no benefit from this dam. And it says Shechayev. So Rabbi Yochanan, what did you do with this Baraisa? Rabbi Yochanan said, there's no Yid in the world that says Chayvul, that's Mekalkul, is Chayev. I found the Baraisa, Mesechta Shabbos.
So Rashi says, you're learning wrong, Pshat, Mishim Tzeveyo, the Mechayev. There the Chiv is also Tzeveya. He wanted to dye the skin of the Sheretz. Now, Gavuche, let's just make it interesting. The Yerushalmi says that the Oireis Eilim Mo'odomim, the Eilim Mo'odomim, there were red skins of Eilim which were used by the Mishkan. How did they become red? So the Yerushalmi says they banged the Eilim till the blood was nitzrar by the skin, and they dyed the skin. That was the case of Eilim Udomim. So that was the Tzeveya and the Mishkan. So such an union of Tzeveya. So Memele, so Rashi says, you found a Baraisa in Shabbos that says that nitzrar Adam Yechai. Yeah, there the Chiv is out Tzeveya. That's called a Mesakan. I want the skin to get tied. So this is a Tikkun in the oil. Period. Now let us see Taisus. Chayvul v'tzorich lekarboy, maver v'tzorich la'afroy. Now, in order for us to know what Taisus is going to start saying, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos of Kuvorim and Aleph says as follows: Rav Abo brings down a machloikes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Abo himself that said that he brought a Baraisa, the Baraisa that says that Mekalkel b'chavole and b'chavore chutz mechoyvel amaver, Rav Abo says this is going according to Rav Shimon, and Rav Yehuda is chaylik. So Rav Abo himself brought down a Baraisa. Rav Abo himself said it's a machloikis tanoi. It's k'mayis takasha Rav Abo from a mishnah. So he said, no, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds kolam mekalkelim p'tulim. That's true. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. But I'm telling you, according to Rabbi Shimon, that there are two melachis that mekalkelim achayiv, and that's chayvul amavah. So this is a gemara in Shabbos that Rabbi Bo himself said it's a machloikis Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds kol ha-mekalkel em p'turim, Rav Shimon holds chayv ul-amavar, even though it's a mekalkel yechayv. So now, and we have here all of a sudden a machloikis Rav Abo and Rav Yochanan. So Rav Abo is saying, according to Rav Shimon yechayv, what is Rav Yochanan saying? What is Rav Yochanan saying? What is Rav Yochanan saying? Rabbeinu Shmuel Pirish, the Rav Abo sova ke Rav Shimon. Rav Abo paskins like Rav Shimon. The Oma mekalkul bechabur achayv. So that is what Rav Abo is saying. I paskin like Rav Shimon. Rav Yochanan svir like Rav Yehuda. The Oma mekalkul bechabur bechabur repotter. That is Rav Yochanan paskins like Rav Yehuda. So memelis Rav Yochanan said, ain't a mishnah. That means we don't paskin the way you said. But Rabbi Yochanan said, "Aber v'tzorich lekalbei la'afrei lechoshiv mekalkel ala mesakin dechayev afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda." So that's how the Rashbam learned pshat in the sugya. So it's a new sugya already. As Rabbi Bo said, he told over Rabbi Yochanan, "There's a baraisa that says that chayvul amaver, even though they're mekalkel dechayev, this baraisa is going to according to Rabbi Shimon, and I paskin like Rabbi Shimon." And Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan told him, don't you dare bring such a price in this Beis Medrash. We only learn a libe de Hilchase. Take it out of the Beis Medrash. We don't paskel like Rabbi Shimon. We paskel like Rabbi Yehuda. That's how it comes out according to the Rashbam's pshat. So Taisus doesn't like this. V'koshe nimkein amai omalei poik toni leblo. And Shudik, if you yourself are moided, is a machlokes tanoim, and there's a difference between you and Rav Abo, how you paskin. So you tell him such a sharp losh and take it out of the base medrash. Poik toni lebro. Oto mishum de svirelei ke Rav Yehuda. You paskin like Rav Yehuda, you old ome kalkam apota. Man de masni ke Rav Shimon mashtikin leich. Please. It's a democracy. Everyone is entitled to his own opinion. You paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Rabbi Bo, paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Tell him to take it out of the base medrash. Chiyagavne porich peperekama dechul. Some amela, Taisvis, Bishum Oifen, will not accept such a pshat. So now we have to understand, so what's the shakel v'tayah over here? Rabbi Bo brought down a machlokes, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, so what does Rabbi Bo hold, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? So Taisi says, al kein nireh. The Rabbi Bo v'Rabbi Yochanan alibe the Rabbi Shimon pligi. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everyone holds that mekalkel b'chabure is potter. That is no shaila, that's a double buskin. The machloikis between Rav Abba and Rav Yochanan is in Rav Shimon. In Rav Shimon. Does Rav Shimon really hold mekalkel b'chabure is chayiv? Or do you have to add some salt to this before you'll say such a statement? You have to take it with a grain of salt. So the Taisa is, okay, nira, the Rav Abba and Rav Yochanan live in Rav Shimon pligi. The Rabbi Bo ki Rav Shimon, that's 100% right, ki the Isa beperik ha'erik. Rav Yochanan sova, da filo Rav Shimon, boi tikun k'tzas, u miyu loy choshev tikun, she yischayev bekach le Rav Yehuda, oi le Rav Shimon b'shar melochis, dein derech lachbo b'chaveire liten le kalboi, v'lisroif godish b'avur eifer. Now, before we go further, Taisa says there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Bo in Rabbi Shimon. If a person beats up someone to make sure that his dog has, his blood count gets raised, so he should have more blood. Well, look at this action. What did you, is this a kilkel or a tikkun? So a person in the right frame of mind, we'll say, well, the dog got, he's a little better now because of this blood transfusion that he had. But if you look at the whole picture, there's more kilkel than tikkun for sure. That means there was some tikkun, there was some tikkun, but this being chayvel ba'adam, or chayvel afilu b'behema l'tzoyrech kelev, there's more kilkel than tikkun. So what would I call this? So if you look at the picture in its entirety, he's a mekalkel with a ktsas tikkun. So what does that mean? So that means as follows. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, b'chol ha'toyre kula, a mekalkel with a ktsas tikkun is labeled mekalkel. It's called a mekalkel, 100%. A mekalkel with a ktsas tikkun is labeled a mekalkel. So b'chol lametes malochis, a mekalkel with a ktsas tikkun, everyone holds, is potter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, choyvel ha'malver, a mekalkel with a ktsas tikkun is potter. That's called a mekalkel. Rav Shimon, that's right, you have a Rav Shimon. But don't tell me Rav Shimon holds mekalkel is chayiv. You have to add a few words. Rav Shimon holds a mekalkel with a ktsas tikkun is chayiv. That's how you have to phrase it. That's what Rav Shimon holds. I made it to you that Rav Shimon holds mekalkel is chayiv b'shabbes. But don't say that mekalkel alone is chayiv. You have to phrase it mekalkel im ktsas tikkun is chayiv. But you're telling me a baraisa, a mekalkel period is chayiv, that shekel, because of Rav Shimon never held such a thing, and take it out of the base medrash. Rav Abba says no. Rav Shimon holds a pure mekalkel is also chayiv. That's the machlokes Rav Shimon, Rav Abba and Rav Yochanan. Now let us see in Taisvis. So Rav Yochanan is over there. Filo Rav Shimon that holds mekalkel is chayiv, boy tikin ktsas, umiyu lechoshiv tikun, she is chayiv bekach le Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, mekalkel is potter. This is a mekalkel. Oy le Rav Shimon b'shal melochis. Dein derech lachbel b'chaveir eliten le kalbei. Please, don't tell me I made a tikkun. That means he lost 2 pints of blood. That the blood count on my dog should go up a little bit. That's not called a masakin. V'lisrev godish ba'avur eifer. You burnt down a godish. They say, you got some ashes, please. Look at the picture in its entirety. You destroyed a godish, you ended up with ashes. Shkoyach. V'taima b'choyva l'mavel. The reason that Rav Shimon holds choyva l'mavel is different. K'mfor shosem b'perka oireg. Mishum de gomar mimile vahavoras baskoi. So let us just say one vote that Rabbi Yochanan held, mile, you've been choyvel in the child, which is a kilkel, the child is screaming, you've been moitzi dam, you're choyvel, that's called a makalkel. There's a kiyum a mitzvah. So if the kiyum a mitzvah is considered a ticking tzas to the etzim malachim. You're called a mekalkul, but there's a mitzvah that's being done. But in Melechis Shabbos, this mitzvah that you have doesn't make this ois mekalkul. There's a tzayrich for it. I'm doing it. I'm a kaim a mitzvah. The yingle shait, the yingle vei. I'm a kaim a mitzvah, Baruch Hashem. But if you look at the malach in its entirety, that's called a mekalkul, but it's a tikkun. I have a mitzvah. That's called a kilkul b'ktastikim. The same thing, Sreifus baskoyim, it's a kilkul with a ktastikim. So that's what it is. That's what Rab Shimon said. So Memela Rab Shimon could also hold that a choyvul v'torich lekalboy, a mavim v'torich lav, also the same thing. But that's it. You need a kilkul kaponim with a ktastikim. But to say such a statement, that Rab Shimon holds a mekalkul, a plain mekalkul, without any tikkun, that Rab Shimon never said. Fine. Yeah, the b'tayma. Fine. So now we understand the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Abo, the machloikis is, according to Rav Abo, Rav Shimon holds a mekalkul without any benefit and reason whatsoever, yechayiv, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. Faktoy says, in time of Amai, mechayiv Rav Abo, hafal pishein tzorich lekal bilafrim, hakiven dein tzorich klal, since he doesn't need it, there's no need whatsoever for taking out the dam. Meloche shein tzricha legufei, so there's no need for the meloche. The avol gav the mechayv Rav Shimon mekalkul, b'chavur mikomok and binin tzricha legufei, kidemuchach bereish anichnokim, b'bishili kol kisvi, b'perek lal godu, b'shili sofek ochal. Taisus, one to half of Shas now, Sanhedrin krisis and Shabbos. So Taisus says, afilu according to Rab Shimon, you need, it should be that Mekalka b'chabur is chayev, Mekalka b'avor is chayev, you need it should be tzorich legufay. So what is Taisvus asking now? L'cheira Taisvus is asking as follows. The Gemara says, achayfe boyer, mein tzorich elo la'afro. That a person is digging a boyer, the malacha is asiyas ha-boyer. He needs the boyer. That's the malacha, it's boyne. It's one of the lamatas malachas. A person does not need the boil. He needs the offal. So he needs offal. So he digs. So he's taking out the offal. So his intent is he needs offal. The malacha is boine. A binyan was made. A boil was made from kalka. So Rav Shimon says, if there's no need for them, I'm doing the malacha, and personally there's no need for me for this malacha, that I need the earth, I don't need the binyan. So memele, so you potter, malacha, if I don't need the malacha, even though I'm doing the malacha, but if I'm not doing it for the purpose of the malacha, I don't need the malacha, so memele, you potter. So fraktoisvis, according to Rav Abo, so you think like this. The Rav Abo said, according to Rav Shimon, afilu, there's no, if you need it, that's Rav Yechonish, according to Rav Shimon, there has to be some, I need it, I have to make a Chabala for my Kelev. That's Rav Yechonish Pshat and Rav Shimon. But Rav Abo says, no, Rav Shimon holds, there's no need whatsoever, I'm being choyvel in someone, I'm burning something down, no need whatsoever, and Yechayim. So Taisa, if there's no need for the malacha, so how could you be chayv according to Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon knows that malacha shein tzricha leguf es poter. That's Taisa's kasha. And he holds it afilu by chayv alamavi, and that Taisa went through half of Shas. You also need malacha at tzricha leguf. V'aymeri, so the Ri says, the chol hanach sugyas k'Rabbi Yochanan. You brought a raya from half of Shastad according to Rav Shimon Yenitzrich Legufi. You know who wrote these sugyas? Rav Yochanan. Because Rav Yochanan knows according to Rav Shimon Yenitzrich Tzas. So there has to be a need for the Malacha. So Rav Yochanan says, according to Rav Shimon, you need a Malacha Tzrich Legufi. Rav Yochanan can say such a thing. But Rav Abo would never say such a thing. Rav Abo holds, if the Pasik tells me, have a Pasik, that teaches me that Fulu Shaloyle Tzrich Klal, is also chayim, so the pasuk tell me two chidushim. Meleches chayvel is unique. You don't need a mesakim. You don't need tzrich legufa. That's and these gemaras are going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Vahi the sofek ochel operek kol kisebe behavi bereise. This teretz doesn't work all over. There's a bereise that seems that you need a melacha tzrich legufa. He kolamayim but the he tana sofek Rabbi Yehuda bechoda Rabbi Shimon bechoda. That tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda. You don't need a melacha tzrich legufa. And he holds Rabbi Shimon bechoda. That he holds that the he holds like Rab Shimon that Mekalkel is Chayiv. He holds like Rab Yehuda, Blocha Shem Tzricha Leguf is also Chayiv. So Mamele, so that's why you're Chayiv over there. Void Yishleima. Okay, that was one way to avoid the problem. Void Yishleima. Now Tais is going to say Chidushim. That Philu, no, Rababo says, 100% true, a Mekalkel has to be a Melocha Hatzricha Legufe, but, it has to be a Melocha Hatzricha Legufe, but there's no Tikkun whatsoever. Now that sounds like double talk. That means, I need the Melocha, but there's no Tikkun in the Melocha. So Taisa says, how the, and so my mail is called a melacha tzricha legufa, but there's no tikkun in the melacha. The oidish line, that filo be mekalko gomo maskachas lo, the he tzricha legufa. Ki goin choyvel be yisurei ano, she sovo she yochel lehones litain lekalboi. Che maver be yisurei ano, she sovo she yochel lavashel boi kneir. So this is a moedik epshat. Taisa says as follows. Let's say, for example, there's a share on this school. No, my share became a share on this school. So my male, I know they're gonna kill the share, it's a hashot. In my kelev, his nebuch, his blood count is so low. So I thought, I'll be myself. So the share, Simon said he's gonna kill. So chilek, if 1 pint of dam less, 1 pint of dam more. Let me accomplish something. So he goes and starts banging the shayr and the blood starts gushing out in Shabbos. And then, what are you doing it for? The caliph should have what to eat. Right? So he was, so in his thought, he's not a mekalkel. He's a masakin. That's called a masakin. And there's a tikkun tzas. So then someone taps him on the shoulder. He says, you know, you're not allowed to give this blood to your caliph. The shayr and this goes also by no. Hey, they. That's for sure. So he chases away his caliph. Sorry, not going to be able to assure him. So Mamela and finished. So now, when we look at what did this person accomplish on Shabbos? Nothing. He didn't accomplish anything. You have a pint of blood that the shayr lost. It's lying on the ground. The caliph, he chained up again. The caliph, he didn't accomplish anything. He's a mekalkel gomor. Leidach Gisa, he did it with an intent to give to the caliph. So he really needed them. He did the malacha with an intent. He needs the malacha. So memeile in malacha tzricha legufa, you look what his intent is. A person digs a boyer, so you look what his intent is. If he not wants the boyer, that's a malacha tzricha legufa. If he wants off, that's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. But that is governed what his intent is. This person wanted the malacha, he wanted to be chayvul in order to give the caliph. That was called a malacha tzricha legufa. But in the guidelines of mekalkel or mesakin, there you have to look, lemaise, did a tikkun come out, did a kilkul come out? There's no tikkun whatsoever. The blood is lying there on the ground. No one can derive benefit The same thing is by Mavir, was that say a Sheira, he thought you're allowed to burn it, you're allowed to have enough from it. And Lamaise, he finds you're allowed to have enough from it. So Lamaise, so is a Kilkul Gomo, you're not allowed to derive benefit from that say a Sheira. So it's a Kilkul Gomo, but it's called Tzricha Leguf. The Imtaima, Faitoisus Akasha, Rab Yochanan, my time ed lo mechayiv mekalkul gomo. Rab Yochanan says that Rab Shimon holds a mekalkul is chayiv, but there has to be a tikkun ktsas. So he makes a modern kugel, a mekalkul with a tikkun ktsas. Rab Toisvis, the time ed the mekalkul in pturim, why is a mekalkul potter? Heine mishum debina meleches machsheves. The posik says you need a choshev a melochi. If the Melechah Shabbos, you have to accomplish something. You have to create something. That's called Melechah Machshavos. If some say destroyed something, that's not called Melechah Machshavos. Fine. So the Mekor, that Mekalkul is potter by Melechah Shabbos, because it says Melechah Machshavos. Kedemuchach besoif perakam edechagig. Ulinyechabur eloichashina Melechah Machshavos. Kedemuchach besoif perak sofik ochel. Toma hanach lechabura hoyul mekalkul chayiv, misasik nami mechayiv, misasik loy mifta ele mitam meleches machsheves. Now let's just explain the Gemara in Krisus for 1 minute, and then we'll explain Tosfos Kashe. We learn out many halachas from meleches machsheves. One halach is, he has to accomplish something, he has to be meleches machsheves. There's another halacha by meleches machsheves, a moiridik echidush. Meleches Machsheves, we learn out, we're talking about like this. There were two candles. There was a candle on birthday cake A, it's a candle on birthday cake B. Two candles. Now, you have Reuven, who wanted to blow out the candle on birthday cake A. It was Shabbos was his birthday, and he wanted to blow out the candle. Right? He wants to blow out the candle on birthday cake A. By mistake, he blew out, he sees the cake, he sees the candle, let's talk about a shaykik, he doesn't know that mechab is also, let's make him bring a chatos. He sees the candle, he thinks this is his birthday cake, and he goes and blows out birthday cake B. I want to be mechab, but I blew out the wrong candle. I wanted to blow out birthday cake A, the candle from birthday cake A, and I blew out the candle from birthday cake B. Zok the Gemara Yepata from Achatos. That's not Meleches Machsheves. He didn't want to do that. He wanted to blow out the other candle. So it's not sufficient in order to make him a Machalo Shabbos, he should want to blow out a candle. The candle he wanted to burn out, he should burn out with Kavone. If he wanted to burn out candle from birthday cake A, and he blew out the other candle, he knows what he's doing, that just felt Meleches Machsheves. So, you're not a Mechalo Shabbos. That's Ois Meloche Dereis. Amore de Kizach. There's a Gemara in Krisus that says as follows. There was a Moyel, and there were two children that had to be Gemalot. One had to be Gemalot on Shabbos, that's Yingle A. And then one had a big gemalot on Sunday, Yingle B. Two kinderlach. They're both in front of the moil. And he has to be mal Yingle A. He wanted to be mal Yingle A. They told me he had to be mal. And by mistake, he was mal Yingle B. It was mal Yingle B. The Gemara says he's chayv achatos. The Gemara, chayv achatos? He wanted to be mal Yingle A. He's a misasig. Was misasig be Yingle A? He ended up with Yingle B. Why is he chayav achatos? So the Gemara says, what meloche was he over? He was over on chayvul. And chayvul kiven the mekalkul chayiv. So you see, you don't need meleches machsheves. So memelus, that's a misasig is also chayiv. This aloche, that you have to have an intent to do what you had wanted to do, it's that we learn out from Meleches Machsheves. But here we're talking about Meleches Chayvul. And Chayvul Mekalkel is Chayv. So you see that by Meleches Chayvul, there's no need for Meleches Machsheves. Every Chayvul is a Mekalkel. And you're Chayv. So how are you Chayv? Because there's no need for Meleches Machsheves by Chayvul. So what's your problem? He felt Malachas Machshevus because he was Mal Yingel B. So felt his Malachas Machshevus. By the way, we don't need Malachas Machshevus. This is a Gemara. Fractoisvis, so what's Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan so modle. Rabbi Yochanan said, that a fellow according to Rab Shimon, that holds Mekalkulus Chai by Choyvul, you need a Tikkun Ktsas. Fractoisvis, what's Pshat in this Tikkun Ktsas? Do you need Malachas Machshevus? Yes or no? So Taisa says, I know a Gemara that you don't need Malachas Machshevus by Choyvul. I know a Gemara. Then what? You don't need Malachas Machshevus. See, you don't need Malachas Machshevus. Why do you need a Tikkun Ktsas? What's the Pshore? But you need a Tikkun Ktsas. Why need a Tikkun Ktsas? Well, that's Taisa's Kash. The time is the Mekalkum Pturim, I am Mishum Divinim Lechus Machshevus. Get a Murchim Sefer Kamad Chagig, Olinye Chabure, Lechashinim Lechus Machshevus. Get a Murchim Sefer Sofik Af, Ochal. Doma Hanach Lechabure, don't ask me a Kash, why is Chayv Achatos, and Yingle Bey, so you'll Mekalkum Chayv Misasik Namit Mechayv. Umisasik Loi Mifter Elamitam Lechus Machshevus. So you see, you don't need Lechus Machshevus by Chayvul. So Mamela, so why you, but you need a Tikkun Ktsas. Where'd you get that from? V'yesh loyma. Nehede loybina meleches machshevus. You're 100% right. A choyvul v'tzorich lekalbe is a mekalkul. The tzorich lekalbe doesn't make it ois mekalkul. It's a mekalkul with a Tikkun Ktsas. And you don't need meleches machshevus. You're 100% right. Nehed lo bin im lechas machshevis, aber mi u kiven da gemrine mi milo me avores bas koyen lo me chayvinen ele dumye da hanu lo have me kalkul goma ele tikim be mitzvahs. But he says, you're 100% right. This, I learn out from Mila and Havoros Baskoyin that I'm a calculus chayiv. You don't need Meleches Machshevus. But it's a chiddush. So Eilach Bayel HaChidushoi. So there it says, whatever it says there, that's what you need. You don't need Meleches Machshevus. You're right, because it's not Meleches Machshevus. It's a mekalkul. But grad over there is a Tikkun Ktsas. So you said a big chiddush mekalkulus chayiv, but by this chiddush, it's speaking about you have a Tikkun Ktsas. So Rabbi Yochanan says, whenever you use this chiddush, eilach bayel chidusha, mekalkulus chayiv, but you need a Tikkun Ktsas. Why? What? When? Eilach bayel chidusha. You can't learn out more from the pasuk than it says in the pasuk. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Mila is a Tikkun Ktsas. It's a mekalko, it's a Tikkun Ktsas, so that's what I learned out. You saw a chiddush, but don't be meisiv on the chiddush. That's what Rabbi Yochanan knows. Rabbi Bo, nehede tzorich mitzvah loy mashvah loy tikkun, he holds that that's nothing. Mikomokim tzorich leguva mashvah loy mashvah tzorich le mitzvah. But it's called, I need to do it. It's not called a tikkun, it doesn't accomplish anything, but it's called tzorich leguva. Vim toim et zorich le karbe ila afroi, heiche ich hoshev zrich ala gufo, maishna michoif agume veni zorich ala le afro. Now let's explain half of the kasha. Toisvis understood as follows. Toisvis understood that the chiv of choyvel is als netilas neshome. The chiv of choyvel is als netilas neshome. I mean, so me mele. So let's talk by Chayvul. By Chayvul, I understand Taisus Kasha beautifully. So Taisus is asking, when I'm Chayvul Ba'odom, where is the Netilas Neshame? The person is missing Neshame. Ke'adam hu'a nefesh, I'm taking away nefesh from him. So Mele, he's missing Neshame. Now, between you and me, I don't need the Neshame. I don't need that he should be missing the Shema. I need the Dam. Now, grad, when I take the Dam from him, he's missing the Shema. Fractoisvis. So what is the difference in Chayfa v'ein tzorich elo la'afro? If I need dirt, I don't need there should be a hole in the ground. I need dirt. So the Gemara says this is called a Meloche she'eina tzricha legufa. It's called a Meloche. You don't need the Meloche. You need the dirt. So here, I don't need that he should be weak, that he should be missing chiyus. He be gesund. For my part, he could be gesund as a horse. I just need the dam for my caliph.
So me meile, so tois es ta moirdike kashe, so netilas dam is equivalent to netilas ofo. And just like there it's called eine tzriche legufe, here it's also called eine tzriche legufe. And so me meile, how could you be chayv according to Rav Shimon? How could you be chayv? Yitz abaloch is ein tzriche legufe. Bishloime de loidome, de hochi tzorich hu le netilas neshome da hainu hadam, ki adam hu hanefesh te losis le kalbei, ומאבין המצורך לעבור כדי לעשה איס איפר, כמי מאביר לבש על כדירה, ולא ידומי לחויפה גומד ממילה, ואין איננה כלל ממנו. So Tosis says, אמור דיקטר, so Tosis says as follows, חויפה גומו, you make a hole, let's get me on the hole, I need the hole, I don't need the hole whatsoever, I need the dirt. God, when I take out the dirt, there becomes a hole, but I have no need for the hole, that's just, the mitzvah that becomes the whole. But over here, ki ha-dam hu ha-nefesh. Dam is called nefesh. So when I take dam, if I want dam, I want nefesh. I want live blood, not because I want him to lose. The melacha of netilas neshama is, I want dam, and dam hu ha-nefesh. So I want to take nefesh. So that is the melacha. Or I want that this should be burned to get eifa. So that's called tzricha leguf. In time Adam of the Perikame, the Yevomis Titzrich called the Mesa Havore Baskoin. The Gemara says, why do you need a posik to tell us that Havore Baskoin is Osir in Shabbos? Shim Davis Al-Kadaitis, the Mishri Mikal Vochayim, the Avoyde the Dochi Shabbos, the Epic Lady like Siv Havore Baskoin, have a Shirin and call him a Kalkulim Bavore. Vishlaim is the Hosam Krabuda the Hoshim Leitik. And Tois Esakash as follows. The Gemara says, in Yevomis, why do you need a posik to tell me that Mises Bezen is not Toiche Shabbos. Why do you need a posik? So the Gemara says, Boshit, and Esa Doiche Leisaz Vashesh Beikoris. So the Gemara says, I have a Havamine, Avoide is Doiche Shabbos. Avoide is Tmidim and Mesovim is Doiche Shabbos. What is the din if you have a Koyin that's in the midst of doing the Avoide? You have one Koyin that's doing the Avoide, and this Koyin, he's Chayiv Mises Bezen. So the din is, he's in the middle of the Avoide, he's in the middle of Avoide, and he wants to, when he wants to finish the Avoide, no. We have a warrant for you, Yechayim Mrs. Bezen, we take him off the Mizbeir, we have to kill you now. What's with Avoide? I don't care. Mrs. Bezen is Deich Avoide. Now we have to kill you. So Memele, so the one makes the Kal V'chayma. So Ma, the Chavoyde is Deiche Shabbos. And Mrs. Bezen is Deiche Avoyde. So I would think Mrs. Bezen is Deiche Shabbos. That's when you need a posik to tell us that Mrs. Bezen is not Deiche Shabbos. That's when you need a posik. In fact, Tosh says, I need the posik to tell me all these chidushim. That the Havor is a mekalkul, even though it's a mekalkul, Yechayiv, and tikin tzash, yot tikin tzash, nishya. But the posik is telling me meldike chidushim. V'eshlehem v'dahosam krabiyude d'choshev leitik. And that Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yechanami. According to Rabbi Shimon, you need the Pasek Legufe to tell me that it's called a Maloche. It's coming to tell me that Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Tikkun Mitzvah is called a Tikkun Gomer. It's not a Mekalko. So why do you need the Pasek? The Pasek is coming to tell us that Mrs. Bezen is not a Yechishav. I would like to correct myself. I had said wrong pshat in the middle of this Taisvis. Tosfos had asked a kasha from a Gemara in Sofik Ochal. The Gemara in Sofik Ochal says as follows: Hachoise gecholim b'Shabbes lischamim b'hem v'huvaru me'eleihem, which means that a person was stirring coals. His intent was just to get warm, and through this pula of stirring, there became a fire. He had no intent to make a fire. So the Zamachlik is two baraises. Is he chayev for meleches havor? One baraisa says he's chayev. One baraisa says he's potter. So the Gemara says the baraisa that holds he's chayev, holds a meleche shen tzricha legufa, is chayev. So therefore, even though he had no need for the havor, but lemaisa yechayim, since he made the havorim. The baraisa that says, your potter holds meloche shein tzricha legufa is potter according to Rab Shimon. So Tosfos had a kasha, but according to Rab Abohu,
Rab Shimon, even though b'chol ha'teire kule, he holds melachah shenzchich leguf his potter, but by melachah's havara, since we see that mekalkul is chayiv, so we have a gilui akrod, the melachah's havara does not need a melachah shenzchich leguf, since a mekalkul gomor is also chayiv. That was Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos answers, this baraisa is going according to a tane, that holds as follows. When it comes to Mekalkul Bahavore, he holds Mekalkul Bahavore is potter, like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, according to him, there are no special halachas, no different halachas by Havore. Havore is not different than any other malacha. When it comes to Malacha Shen Tzrich Lagufa, he holds that since Havore is he holds Havore similar to all other Malachas, he holds like Rab Shimon, so therefore if he doesn't need Havore, he's Potter, because it's a Malacha Shein Tzrich Lagufa.